Well, my whole life has really been about service. I've been in professional service since I was 17 years old when I joined the Air Force. And this is a phase in my life I think I'm entering where it's time for me to start flipping that over a little bit and my service become less professional and more volunteer. And I thought about doing this actually in 2021 when I'd just gotten here maybe a year or so before. I got here right before the New Year's of 2020, Christmas Eve of 19, actually. And at that time, I kind of looked around and saw the political environment was just toxic. And I didn't want to be a part of that environment. I didn't want to be part of it. Now I look at it, and I'm not so sure on the national level that it's any less toxic. But there comes a point where it's time for folks to just get in there and lead and use the skills that they've acquired over the years. And for me, public education's where it's at. I've already done a lot of teaching over my life. I was teaching brand new high school students in the Air Force back in, 2002 and beyond. I've taught career and technical education for folks who are taking alternative career paths in their adult life to retrain in cybersecurity. And so education means a lot to me. And when I look at public education, I look at the kid who came up from nothing, who was just about to fail the fifth grade and nearly failed the sixth grade, but for a wonderful teacher. And that made all the difference. A kid who grew up, to a mother who didn't graduate high school, didn't even go to high school. You know, she had to drop out of the eighth grade just so she could raise me. And so I was able, with great public education, to break that cycle and to continue on. And I owe it back to those teachers, and I owe it to the next generation.